Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The AP is reporting that Republican megadonor Sheldon Adelson has offered to pay for the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, and the Trump administration is considering the offer. The cost is expected to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The State Department told The Wire it had nothing to announce. It would not confirm or provide details about this hypothetical proposal.
The country is again engaged in a debate about what to do with the country's gun laws. This morning, we're breaking down the tough spot the NRA finds itself in. After the Newtown massacre, the NRA privately argued that the school shooting was an isolated incident. That argument, however, might not be effective. Here's the tricky thing for the gun lobby. The gun lobby believes the CNN town hall has created a visual narrative that the masses in the country want changes to the gun laws. Seeing Marco Rubio, a longtime ally, flop under public pressure has many nervous that he's just the first Republican willing to make concessions.
Here's what to watch. Look for the gun lobby to support, or at least not try to stop, legislation to ban bump stocks and close mental health loopholes. Raising the age limit for purchasing the AR-15 will be a lot tougher for them to swallow. Still, they realize their biggest advantage has been winning elections. The stakes have never been higher for the NRA than in the 2018 midterm elections. And the President of the United States has publicly said the NRA wants to cut some sort of gun control deal. So they'll need to find some safe ground. The White House, of course, has its own challenges. They need to come to some sort of conclusion about what they want to do, what they will support, and what actually can become law. Since the shooting in Florida, President Donald Trump has floated everything from changing the age for purchasing some weapons to finding military veterans, some of whom have won sharpshooting contests, and arming them in the classroom.
The White House is in a fantasy phase at the moment because arming teachers will not happen, period. Giving teachers the mandate to carry guns in the classroom would bring up a whole host of questions that seem incredibly difficult to answer. First of all, the president says the teachers he'd seek to arm are 20-year military veterans who are comfortable handling weapons. We have to imagine among the 3.2 million public school teachers, relatively few of them are military vets who are proficient with guns and eager to carry them in the classroom. Plus, who pays for the weapons? Who regulates the programs? Plus, show us a pathway to get to 218 votes in the House and 60 votes in the Senate. Spoiler alert, it does not exist.
Reuters is reporting that the Trump administration is going to target North Korea with new sanctions today. Trump is expected to talk more about the sanctions during his speech at CPAC. The Washington Post scooped that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to propose to President Trump that transgender members of the military be allowed to continue to serve. And Alana Shore has a story up on Senator Kirsten Gillibrand pressing Senate leaders to take up harassment policy overhaul legislation.
CNN is reporting that two sources told them Jared Kushner has not been able to obtain a full security clearance, in part because of the special prosecutor's probe. ABC is reporting that Rick Gates has brought on veteran Washington attorney Thomas Green. Here's an interesting data point for your Friday. Above the Law is reporting that the Trump bump is real. Over 30% of law school applicants said politics was a motivating factor in deciding to apply to law school.
Here's Trump's Friday. The president is heading to CPAC this morning and will deliver a speech at the Conservative Conference. In the afternoon, he and the First Lady will greet Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his wife. Trump and the Prime Minister will then have a working lunch and hold a joint press conference. Trump will also meet with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.